Rappaport Daily Edition, where we provide a quick biblical interpretations and applications. This is a ministry of striving for eternity.
The last of the judges that we're going to look at is Samson. He's one of the better known judges, especially after the last several judges that we looked at where there are only two verses each for each of those three judges. We have Samson, who has four whole chapters devoted to him. We know Samson because of the account of Samson and Delilah. Now, when we look at Samson, we had a long period of oppression from the Philistines, 40 years in fact, and he acted as judge for 20 years, and he was, well, probably one of the worst judges. Why? Well, he kept wanting to marry people from the enemy's camp. He kept wanting to be with them and not his own people. He was a strange judge because he seemed less interested in being a judge for Israel and more about getting back for himself. He was a man of great strength. God kept him with great strength. He was a Ninevite, had a Ninevite vow, which means he wasn't supposed to touch dead things, which he did, and not supposed to drink anything of the vine, which he had wine. So he broke all of these vows. The last of them is he was not to cut his hair. You may know the account, him being extremely strong. He was a big problem, a thorn in the side of the Philistines. They finally realized the sense of his strength was his hair. And as Delilah cuts his hair, he ends up losing all of his strength. God ends up giving his strength back as his hair grows back. He asked to be brought before the pillars of the great theater when they're going to just put him on display, and he ends up collapsing the building on the Philistines and putting an end to their reign. God was sovereign.
This podcast is part of the Striving for Eternity ministry. For more content or to request a speaker or seminar to your church, go to strivingforeternity.org.